The U.S. Civil Administration in Iraq today announced the formal dissolution of Iraq's military and security organizations, the key pillars of the ousted regime of Saddam Hussein. U.S. officials also said they will soon take steps to get weapons out of the hands of Iraqi civilians. During the 6 weeks since the end of the war, Baghdad has earned a reputation as a kind of Dodge City. Guns of all kinds are easy and cheap to buy. For most Iraqi citizens, the decision to get those guns off the streets is long overdue. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this report.
From the moment he held his first press conference in Iraq, the new head of the U.S. Provisional Authority, Paul Bremer, has been hearing one question more than any other.
How soon will it be before the people of Baghdad can walk these streets without the fear of being shot or robbed?
I would like to hope it would be tomorrow. We have to deal with the criminal elements here in Baghdad, and we will. And as far as I'm concerned, it can't come too soon. And you may be sure that it is the top priority.
Ask U.S. military authorities in Baghdad, and they'll give you the numbers. 773 truckloads of armaments seized as of May 11th. That includes over 15,000 small arms, 54,000 grenades, hundreds of grenade launchers, and one crossbow. Clearly, citizens are well armed. U.S. authorities now say they have a plan. Starting in the next 2 weeks, they will institute a 14-day amnesty. Anyone can turn in their automatic weapons without penalty. After that, they will be illegal. Carrying concealed weapons will also be illegal. It sounds simple, but it won't be. Local political parties say they need their own armed guards. So do some non-governmental aid groups. And U.S. officials say they may get them. Law-abiding citizens can also get licenses for pistols and non-automatic rifles. Some people, however, may be reluctant to turn in their weapon. On a Baghdad street at mid-morning, a half-dozen U.S. soldiers have surrounded a building. Fingers on triggers, they're in a standoff with several armed men. Sergeant Richard Berquist, with Charlie Company 27, explained the situation.
We got a call that there was weapons in the building and that there had been some shootings inside the building, actually, and so we come to check it out.
Berquist says this kind of situation is routine. A woman stands with the soldiers and the gathering crowd. Her name is Simaya Sadil, and she says the gunman beat her up and then came back and shot up her apartment. Right now, she says, five of them are on the roof. Sadil says she thinks the men are Saddam loyalists.
It's dangerous because this place, they have a lot of weapons, you know. They bought it when they steal all the banks and the cars and everything. They do everything. They get drunk at night and then they start shooting from this place. We cannot sleep. We cannot eat. When Saddam regime used to be, there was no one can shoot one shoot at night.
Sadil says she doesn't want Saddam and his regime back, but she says the Iraqi people are impatient and they want the criminals disarmed now. One man who can speak about gunplay with experience is Dr. Faik Amin Baker. He runs the Baghdad Medico-Legal Institute, the city's forensic center and one of its bigger morgues. Baker says when Baghdad fell, the police disappeared. Bodies piled up and few people knew how they died.
We rely and depend on the relatives of the dead people, and we hear such a stories, killed by soldiers or looters, killed each other.
Accidental shootings are common.
My daughter, one night, she was coming home. She said, "Dad, I have something abnormal. I don't know what happened to me." She said, "I got something hit me and entered to my body. You got a bullet injury here." And it was one of the falling bullets.
This is when people fire their rifles into the air.
Yes, when they had electric power come and they try to shoot. When they are happy for something, they try to shoot. They are sad for something, they try to shoot.
U.S. authorities said today that despite its popularity, celebratory shooting will soon be illegal as well. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Baghdad.